Today, Shir is a Masech to Gitna on Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the last word on the line, Ella. We are in the middle of a sugya where we were trying to understand a brisa which was brought approximately a third of the Amid down at the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. Let's go over the words of the brisa again. Yisrael she'amar lelevi meiser yeshli biyadi ein choshen l'trumas meiser shaboy. If Yisrael told a Levi that you have in my hand some meiser, we are not worried about the trumas meiser that is contained within that meiser. But if he said kur meiser yeshlecha biyadi, I have an exact amount of a kur of meiser of yours in my possession, choshen l'trumas meiser shaboy, then we are choshesh. We are concerned about the possibility of Trumas Meiser. And the Gemara wanted to understand this enigmatic expression of the Braisa, the Reisha and the Seifa, what is meant. And the Gemara gave two possible terutzim. Both of these terutzim revolved around the fact that what we mean with Choshen or Ein Choshen for Trumas Meiser is concerning whether the Levi took this Meiser, assigned this Meiser that he had received from the Yisrael for Trumas Meiser that he was obligated to give to the Kayin. He had, for example, 9 Kurin of produce from which he had to give Trumas Meiser to the Kayin, which is a tenth. So since the Yisrael owed him a kur, he wanted to designate that kur to free him from the obligation of giving a tenth of Trumas Meiser to the Kayin. And the Gemara had various problems with the two terutzim that were suggested up until this point. And now the Gemara is going to come with a new explanation, a final explanation, which the Gemara does not have a problem with. And this seems to be the accepted pshat in the Braisa. Elo Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi gives a new pshat in the Braisa. Hachi Kamar, this is the pshat. We are no longer speaking about a cheshash of Trumas Meiser, that the Levi is going to designate this kur of Meiser to be used as Trumas Meiser for his obligation to the Kohen. But rather, the question is, does this which he's receiving from the Yisrael, does it itself perhaps have within a Trumas Meiser, or was the Trumas Meiser already separated by the Yisrael himself before he gave it to the Levi? Hachi Kamar, Ben Yisrael Sharma Levi, the case is where a Yisrael, the son of someone who had been Nifter, says to a Levi, Kachar Meliaba, this is what my father said on his deathbed before he died, Meiser Lecha, that my father was saying that he has Meiser to you, Biyadi. The father is speaking. In my hand, I have Meiser that belongs to that Levi. Oy Meiser, Lavich Biyadi. Or, in my hand, I have Meiser that belonged to your father. But your father, likewise, has died. And now, my father is on his deathbed. And he also has subsequently died. But he told me, before his death, that he owed you Meiser. And now I want to pay that Meiser to you. The question is, since we are discussing here a chaver, someone who is meticulous in halachas, concerning Trumas and Meiseris, and Rashi in the second wide line at the bottom of the Amud brings down Afal pi shechazaka al chaver she'einoi nifter min oilam ad she'isakin kol peiros tvolim shabiyari. We have a chazaka that a chaver does not leave this world until he's misakin, till he fixes all tevel peiros that are within his possession. And if from this miser there was old Trumas Meiser, he would have given that, he would have separated for the Kohen as well. So if now the son says that my father told me he has some Meiser, but he did not specify the exact amount of Meiser that he has, so according to Rav Ashi, this is the pshat in the Reisha, Hachi Kamar, Ben Yisrael Sharm Lelevi, As Rashi explains, the Levi, who is now on the receiving end of the Meiser, from this Ben Yisrael, he has to be worried that perhaps there is still Trumas Meiser in it, and therefore when he receives the Meiser from the son of the Yisrael, who has since died, he has to separate that Trumas Meiser himself to the Kayin. Why? We have a chazakah that a chaver will take care of this before his death. The answer is, that's only if the chaver knows exactly how much Trumas Meiser is owed. But here, apparently, he was not sure of the exact amount of the Meiser, and therefore he doesn't know how much Trumas Meiser has to be separated. And therefore, he did not take care of this before his death, and the Levi now, when he finally finds out how much Meiser he is getting from the Ben Yisrael, now it's his obligation to separate the Trumas Meiser to the Kayin. As the Gemara goes on to explain, Kivin the Lekayetz, since the father did not specify before his death how much Meiser was owed to the Levi, Loi Havim Esakale Balabayis, we say here that although there's normally a Chazok, he would have taken care of it, in this instance, he did not take care of it, and the Levi has to take care of it. But however, if Rav Ashi is explaining what the Seif of the Braisa meant, Kur Meiser L'Chabiyadi, my father said that he owed you a Kur of Meiser, Oi Kur Meiser L'Vichabiyadi, or my father said that he owed your father a Kur of Meiser, he specified how much Meiser there was, and therefore my father knew that a tenth of this Meiser has to be subsequently given to the Kayin as Trumas Meiser, then Ein Chayshish and Trumas Meiser, but then the Levi does not have to worry about the giving the Trumas Meiser to the Kayin, because he can take on the Chazakah that the Chavar took care of this before his death to separate the Trumas Meiser to give it to the Kayin. As the Gemara continues to explain, Kivin the Kayit, since there is a specific amount that the son says, my father told me that he owes you a kur, Tekuni Takane Balabais, the Balabais took care of it and fixed it up and made sure to give the Trumas Meiser because of that Chazaka, that Chavarein, and Ifter Menorah, Machi Yisak, and Kopair Tvalim, Shebi Yodei. Ask the Gemara question, V'chiyeshloi Rishus L'Balabayis Litram Trumas Meiser? Does then this Balabayis, before his death, does he in fact have permission to be Torum Trumas Meiser? After all, if he separated it for the Levi, it now belongs to the Levi. And now if he were to separate the Trumas Meiser, as Rashi says on the last words of this Amid, V'havali Torum Shalai Medas, he's doing it without the express intent and permission of the Levi. What right does he have to separate Trumas Meiser if the Levi did not tell him to do this? Answers the Gemara in, yes, he does have permission according to Abelazar ben Gamlahi, because this price is going according to Abelazar ben Gamla, who says that the Balabayis does have permission to separate Trumas Meiser even if the Levi didn't tell him to separate the Trumas Meiser. The Sani we learned in the Braisa, Abelazar ben Gamla Oimer, Abelazar ben Gamla said, we have a pasuk which speaks about Trumas Meiser, what the Levi's obligated to give to the Kayin, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, the Torah tells us, in Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches, that it will be considered your truma that the Levi is giving to the Kayin, in other words, the Trumas Meiser, as we turn to Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, and the end of that pasuk is kidogan min hagoyrin. It is equal to the dogan that the grain that the Yisrael gives for truma from his silo. So what the Torah has done here is equate the trumaschem, the trumas meiser of the Levi, to the dogan, to the truma that the Yisrael gives. And now the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Bishtei Trumas HaKasuv Adaber. The Torah here is speaking about two Trumas. Achas Truma Gedola. One is the Truma Gedola that the Yisrael gives to the Kayin. The Achas Trumas Meiser, and one is the Trumas Meiser that the Levi gives to the Kayin. And the Torah is equating. So there's a hekish between the Truma and the Trumas Meiser. So I learn out the following. Aloch Kishem Shet Truma Gedola. Nitelis Ba'oimir B'machshava. Just like Truma Gedola is given by estimation and through thinking alone, and we will explain both of these terms in one moment. Kach, so too, Trumas Meiser Nitelis Ba'imru Machshava. So too, Trumas Meiser is given by estimation and with thought. So Rashi explains, let us begin with the second phrase, B'machshava, and Rashi explains that both by Truma and by Trumas Meiser, Machshava alone helps, as Rashi brings down that in the Divrei Maaskal B'machshava, Nois Nein of Betzad Zeh, L'shem Truma, he can look at produce on one side of where he's standing and say that I'm going to separate in the future from that side of the crops for Truma. Vo'echel Betzad Zeh. Then he takes from the other side, which he knows for sure will not be amongst the Truma that he's giving to the Kayin, and by thinking that that's what he's going to separate to the Kayin, he's already allowed, even though he hasn't separated at all. So just like you can do that by Truma, so you can do it b'machshava. You didn't even speak it out. You didn't even need dibber on it. You didn't do a maisa with machshava alone. It helps, and the crops are not considered tevel anymore, and the Yisrael is able to eat from those crops b'machshava. Now on this, Rashi says, tarvayu nafki mivenechsha. That I don't need a hekesh from truma to trumas maiser. That I know from the words of the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, v'nechshav lechem. The machshava alone is good. When is it good? It's good for trumaschem, the trumas maiser of the Levi, and it's good kedogim min agoyrin for the truma of the Yisrael. What do I use a hekesh for? The other halacha of oimid. This halacha bepashtus is only by truma, because truma, as Rashi explains, midaraisa is good with one chita. Chita achas pateres akri. With one chita alone, a person giving one grain can free himself from his entire pile of wheat, and he's yotze the halacha of truma, as the pasuk says, reish is the gancha. The beginning of your dagon, the beginning of your wheat goes to the kayin. Just a mashu, one grain itself is sufficient. The rabbanan went ahead and said that the a tzaddik will give 1 out of 40, a rosh will give up 1 out of 60, an average nesin is 1 out of 50. So that's why the chachamim permitted a person to estimate. He doesn't have to count precisely, because the whole din to give 1 out of 50 is a din midrabbanan. Midaraisam yotze with one chita, which I certainly, if by estimation I give 1 out of 50, I've certainly been yotze machiv deraisa. The rabbanan were lenient and they did not require him to count precisely to make sure it's 1 out of 50. Now that is logical by truma. However, by truma is meiser, where the Torah itself gives us a precise amount, because it is meiser mina meiser, it's a tenth of the tenth. The Levi receives a tenth from the Yisrael as meiser rishon. He subsequently gives a tenth from his tenth to the Kohenis from his meiser. Here, there is a precise amount that the Torah requires. It's not chita achas poiteris akri. Here you have to give a tenth of a tenth. So I would have thought that the halacha of oimed estimation is only good concerning the din d'rabbanan by truma, 1 out of 50. Therefore, on this, I need a hekesh, that since the Torah put together trumaschem, the trumas meiser of the Levi, together with the dogam and agoyren, the truma of the Yisrael, it equated, it made a hekesh. So on that, we learn out, that's what Rav Abba Lazar ben Gamla is teaching us, that kishem, just like truma gedoilas netalas ba'oimed, kach trumas meiser netalas ba'oimed. And Rashi says that which is written ube machshava by both, that's really not from the hekesh. It's true that the din of machshava applies. Since I could do it ba'oimed, I could do ube machshava as well. But that I learn out from the word itself of a nechshav, and which means machshava, which applies to everything written in the pasuk, which is trumas meiser and truma. I don't need a hekesh for that. Where do I need a hekesh? On the halacha, which normally should apply only by truma which is chita achas pater sakri. So the oimer helps on the echad mechamishim, and on that the hekesh tells that no, that it helps even on meiser and a meiser on trumas meiser oimer helps. Machshav is just agav urcha, since I wrote one, the Gemara already wrote the second din, but that's not learned from the hekesh. And then we make the hekesh further. Ukeshem continues the Gemara Sheish Loi Rishus, Labalabais, Litram Trimagadoila, just like the Balabais has permission that he himself can be Torah. He can remove the Trimah, separate the Trimagadoila and give it to the Kayan. Kach Yesh Loi Rishus Labalabais, Litram Trimus Meister. So too, the Balabais has permission to separate the Trimus Meister and give it to the Kayan on behalf of the Levi who's going to have to give Trimus Meister from the Meister that he receives from the Yisrael. Now, in the halacha of Nitelas Me Oimed, we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. From Rashi, it would seem that this is a dispensation, that by Truma Gedoyla, since Chita Achas Pater Sakri, therefore the Torah did not give a shear to Truma, it's only the Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan made a dispensation that he could do it by estimation. However, according to Tosis, the Ramaskal Nitelas Me Oimed, the second wide line on the Amud, says Tosis, Mitzvah litrei ma'aymed, the mitarch she yori litzamtsem shle yito pachas naito bain yafa, that by truma, in fact, it is a mitzvah to be tar ma'aymed, because since he is afraid that he may go under the amount, therefore he'll probably err on the side of giving too much. So where Rashi learns it's a heter, a dispensation, Tosis, in fact, learns it's a mitzvah, and just like you have this by Truma, you have it as well, says Tosis, by Trumas Meiser. The next Mishnah will, again, speak about the concept that we had in the past Mishnah, which was started from the Mishnah concerning a get given by a shliach, of Hem Adavar Al-Chaskasai, that we go after Chazaka, we go after the status quo. Begins the mission. Hamaniach Peres Lios Mafrish Aleim Truma Umaisis. We learned in Daf Lamed Amid Beis at the bottom that there is a concept of giving Truma and Maisis Minamukav, that what you are separating has to be together with that which you are separating for. If you have Tevel and you're taking away Truma and Maisir, so what you're taking away, and is which is freeing the rest and making it chulin, and now you're able to eat the rest, that has to be right next to it. It was mashrim Rashi, it's mid rabbanan, Taisu says it's a deraisa, but there's halacha of mukav. Our mission is speaking about where someone is not doing mukav. We learned that there's an isser, in fact, for a chaver to... Asr l'chavr, Rashi brought down from the Gemara in Be'ah, Lamed Be'ez, Lamed Be'ez, Asr l'chavr, Loimer, Tfu, Shiesu, B'makom, Ploini, Tei, Trum, Alzu, because Shema, Oysa, Shoa, Eina, Be'en, so l'chadchila, certainly, and if you learn it's Medaraisa, there's certainly a halacha that you have to do Menamukav, they have to be together, you can't separate Truma in one place on Paris in another place, because the Paris may not be there anymore, but Tosfos brings down the third bottom Tosfos, Devar Maskal HaManiach Peiros, it's speaking about Ba'arvi Shabbos V'Yantiv, on Erev Shabbos and Yantiv, Ayri, Deshori Shloim HaMukav. There, we give the person a dispensation, since it's late on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv, they should be able to eat the fruit, crops, he should be able to have it to eat on Shabbos and Yantiv, so here we... allowed him to do what Shloimeh HaMukav. So what this person has set up is having Peiros, that whenever I need to be mafrish on other crops, I will be mafrish from these Peiros. Hamaniach Peiros Lios Mafrish Alein Truma Maisris. That wherever I have a heter to do what Shloimeh HaMukav, that is not together, so I will designate a certain amount of these Peiros that I have with me, and that will free the other peiros by me taking the trumas meisers from the peiros that I have here, even though it's shloimeh HaMukav. Or mois, he separated money liyos mafrish aleihem meiser sheni, that if he has crops that he's supposed to bring to Yerushalayim to eat. They are Maaser Sheni, which is given on the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. So the halacha is that you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. But if it's too difficult for him to bring it to Yerushalayim, then he's able to be mechalal, the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni Peiros, onto money, and then the money he separates and he spends it in Yerushalayim. So he has separated money, that money should always be readily available so that he can separate on that money the fruits of Maaser Sheni. So when he does it, how does he know that the crops are still existent? We go after Chazakah. Mafer Shalem, Mecheska Shein Kayam. He can separate it based on the Chazakah, the status quo, that they're still here. But, says the Mishnah of Avdu, let's say he finds out that they were lost. He was under the assumption that they're still here, and now he finds out that they're lost. Hareza Choshish, Meis Leis, Divrei, Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says that he has to worry for a 24-hour period that there were no fruits, there were no crops there, so his whole Trum and Meiser didn't work, and therefore he has to do it over again, because his whole system here, there was a breakdown in his system, and the Trumas and Maisers that he gave were not effective, and it has to be done over again. Rabbi Yehuda says, in other words, just to clarify, in Hamenich Peiros and Mois, so he can go after the Chazakah that they were still existent. But if later he finds out, that's what Rabbi Lazar is speaking, but if later he finds out that those fruits and money that he had separated, and they're not in front of him, and he had thought that they're still existent, and now he finds out that they have been eaten up or lost, so of course the fruits and the of Maaser Sheni, or the tevel that he had in front of him, were never properly taken care of as far as Trumas Maisers or as Maaser Sheni is concerned. He'll have to do it all over again. The next part of the mission has nothing to do with Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda says a new concept, that B'Shloisha, he's not arguing on Rabbi Lazar. He agrees with Rabbi Lazar, but he's saying another point. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'Shloisha Prakim, there are three times in the year, Boit Knesset Yayin, that a person has to check the wine to make sure that it did not turn into vinegar. The halacha is that if you take vinegar and want to use that as truma, you have to make sure that the wine that you're separating for truma has not become vinegar, because vinegar is not suitable, is not accepted as truma for wine. So the wine that you set aside, that I'm going to use this wine to potter the rest of my wine from Trumas and Maaseres, so you have to make sure that your wine that you're going to be using as truma has not turned into vinegar. How many times a year do you have to do this? Three times. When are the three times? Bekidum shel Mitzray Chag. Chag refers to Sukkos. At the end of Mitzray Sukkos, the first easterly wind, which we're going to see in the Gemara, is a very hot wind, and it can cause the wine to ferment and become vinegar, so you have to check it then. Second time is Boitzah Smadar, which is the first stage of development of the fruit. When we see the flowers on the vine, they fall off, and the fruit, the small grape, emerges. That's also a time when we have to check that the wine has not become vinegary. And finally, when Rashi explains boiser, is when the fruit of the grape has become as big as a white bean. That's when it's called boiser. And then when water enters the grape, and it contains so much water that if he squeezes the grape, the water is able to be squeezed out from the grape. That, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, is Knisas Mayim. Or according to the second Pshat in Rashi, it's when they crush the grapes, which are now the size of a white bean, and they put water in it, and it becomes vinegar to be used as a dip, to dip vegetables in it, in the vinegar. So during these three times of the year when these events happen, that's when a person has to check his wine and find out to make sure that it did not become vinegar and it's still able to be used for the purpose of Trumas and Maaseris. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is Me'es La'es? 24 hours, my Me'es La'es, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Me'es La'es Shel Bedika. The last 24 hours, you didn't have the fruit, the wine in front of you. Or going back to the words of the Mishnah of Rabbi Lazar, Imavdu Hareza Chayish Me'es La'es. You thought that these fruits were still here and you were going to use them as truma on other fruits. Then you found out that what you had separated for truma is no longer here. So whatever has taken place, whenever you use those fruits in the last 24 hours, all the fruits that you freed by designating the lost fruits as truma, so that truma didn't work, so those fruits that were freed, that tevel that was freed by that process, you have to separate on them again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me'es La'es Shel Bedika, from the time that you checked, do I have those fruits? No, I don't. Oh, going back from the time that you checked, 24 hours back, anything that was freed is no longer good and has to be redone. Rabbi Lazar ben Antik Nisam, Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Yannai, as we turn to the Lamed Aleph on the base, Me'es La'es Shel Hanacha. No, if you've been doing this system for 5 months and you placed it down 5 months ago and now you checked and you found it's not here, everything that was done for the last 5 months, except with the exception of the first 24 hours after you set up the system to use these fruits, as whenever I'll need to make truma, I'm going to do it on these piles of fruits. So the only time, now that you find that they're missing, you can only say that the fruits that I used the first 24 hours after it was put down, those I don't have to redo. Everything else since then, until now, when I checked and I found that they weren't here anymore, has to be redone. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Imavdu, if they got lost, Hareza Chayish Me'es La'es. He has to worry for 24 hours. Bishlam Lamandi Yom Me'es La'es Shel Bedika, according to the first pshat, that it's 24 hours retroactively from the time that he checked and discovered that they're not here anymore. Shapra, then the wording of the Mishnah is correct. El Lamandi Yomar, according to the second Mandi Yomar, that Me'es La'es Shel Hanacha, that for the 5 months that you've been using the system and you didn't check, and now you checked. So retroactively, all 5 months, where does we say the system failed, except for the first 24 hours, then the Lashon of the Mishnah is not good. Hai Me'es La'es, is that the correct Lashon? It should have said, Ad Me'es La'es Meboilei, that going back until the first 24 hours when the system was in existence, when you put down that these pairs are the ones I'm going to use for future needs of Trum and Meiser, so that's the way it should have been expressed in the Mishnah. Ad Me'es La'es, all the way backwards until the first 24 hours, it should not be good. So Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, that is a difficulty with the second pshat. Divrei Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar gives us the concept, whether it's 24 hours at the end or 24 hours at the beginning, there is a concept of 24 hours. So at least for some of the period between when it was put down until you checked whether it's still here, there's some period where the system, we say, worked. Amar Rab Lazar, so Rab Lazar ben Pedasta Amayra, said concerning our Tan of our Mishnah, which is Rab Lazar ben Shamua, Chalukin Olav Chaverim al Rab Lazar, that Rab Lazar ben Shamua's Chaverim, the Chachamim disagree with him. And they say that it now that you found out that they're missing, then we say from the time that you put it down until the time that you found it's missing, the entire time we say that it's not here. In other words, the second that you put it down and left the scene and you didn't check whether it's still there, right away we say that it got lost. and that you cannot be soymech on those peres for any of the trumas ma'aser that in the marshal that we gave that have been done in the last 5 months. It's none. We learned in a Mishnah, mikvah shenimda v'nimtza chaser. If you checked a mikvah and you found that it was lacking in the 40 sod that makes a mikvah kosher, then kol tahara shenasa agav of anyone who went to the mikvah who was tameh and now tried to go to the mikvah to become tor, or any kalim that were used in which trumas and taharis were put, and the kalim were tovel the mikvah from their tumah to make them tor, but now that we find it's missing, so we say retroactively from the time that we found it's missing until the previous time that the mikvah was checked, all of the taharis that were made on this mikvah are considered tamei. Mikvah shenim to chaser. Kol tahar shenasa al gabal mafreya retroactively bein rishus hayachid. Whether the mikvah is in a rishus hayachid where normally we say suffik tumah rishus hayachid tamei. Or even bein rishus harabim if the mikvah is in a rishus harabim where normally a suffik tumah rishus harabim, the halacha is tor. But in this case, it's tameis, as Rashi explains, because when do I say suffik tumah rishus harabim is tor? That's only if I have a suffik whether the person came in contact, let's say, with a sheretz. Did he come in? He has a cheskes tahara. He himself is considered tor. The question is, did that chazak of tahara, did he lose it by touching something that became tummy? We don't know. If it's in Rosh Hashanah, we say suffik to Rosh Hashanah is tor. However, over here, we know that the person going into the mikvah is tummy. The question is, did he get out of his chazak of tumah by going to the mikveh? Now that we see that the mikveh was faulty, we say that retroactively it was faulty when he went in, and therefore he did not lose his cheskes tumah going into the mikveh, and he remains tumah even if it is in a rishus harabim. Ask the Gemara, pshita the chalukin. So it's obvious. If you say that once there's a problem, we go back retroactively until the time that we know there was no problem. So if we apply that to our case, we find that the peres are missing. So there's no 24 hours at the beginning or 24 hours at the end. We go back till the last time that we know for sure that the peres were there. So of course, the Chachamim of Mikveh will argue on Rab Lozer ben Shamua of the Peiroi. So what's the Chiddush? What do you have to tell me? Anyone can figure that out. No, Mao, the same I would have thought. Maile Mafreya, what does the Mafreya mean? Me'eis la'eis. That it means 24 hours retroactively from there, retroactively we say it's Tamei. But I will give him there will be some period of time that I will say, I would say that the Lamafreya of the mikveh, the case of, he's referring to the case of the mikveh, I would say that when did the Chachamim say that the mikvah shenim of nimtza chaser called tahar shenasav al gabav lemafreya is tameh, maybe it's the same like the pshat that we said in our Mishnah, that it's only for the last 24 hours that we say that there's a problem retroactively and that you have to redo the trumas and maestras. The same thing, the person who went to the mikvah 48 hours ago, we will say the mikvah at that time was good. The problem is now and retroactively for the past 24 hours. Any person who went to the mikvah in the last 24 hours will be telling me, I could have learned such a pshat in the Mishnah, kamash malan. That's why he has to tell me that no, that the Rabbanan in the Mishnah of mikveh, they hold that there's never a time that we can assume it's good, that his tumah was taken away from the mikveh, by the mikveh. And so too in the case of Peiros, they will say there's never a time when we can say that there were fruit there and the tumah did go into effect. If there's a problem now, it's retroactively a problem up till the point where you know that there was no problem. The same by mikveh. It's if the problem now, the mikveh is missing, it's retroactive a problem up to the time that you know that there was no problem. We don't say it's only a problem for the past 24 hours. That's the Kamash Malan, and that's why I asked to tell me that the Chacham of Mikveh do argue on Rab Lozer of Peiros. Continues the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah that there are three times in the year where, if you're being simon, let's say on wine, you have to check the wine that it did not become vinegar, and therefore you could use that wine as truma on tevel dika wine. And Rabbi Yehuda enumerated what those three times were. Tana, the first one was bekidum shel mitzoy achag, but we add here, the Brisa adds shel tkufa. It has to be the mitzoy achag of tkufa, as Rashi explains, that this sukkah, which falls out of the beginning of October in our calendar, can either come out still in tkufas tamas, or it can come out with at the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei. So when does he have to check whether the wine is vinegar or not? That's only if Moitzoy Chag, Moitzoy Sukkos, comes out in Tkufas Tishrei. But if it's still in Tkufas Tammuz and Tkufas Tishrei hasn't started yet, he does not have to check the wine. We know for sure it did not become vinegar. Tanya, we learned in our Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Begimel Parakim, Moichum Nesat Tvua. There are three times in a year where you sell the Tvua. And the Gemara will explain concerning what is there this halacha that you are allowed to sell the tvua. The first time is lifnei azera, before the seeding time, because then everyone needs tvua at that time because they're seeding in order to get new tvua. Ubeshas azera, and at the time when, at the actual time of the Zera, and Tosfos explains that it would seem that the period of Lifnei HaZera runs right into the time of Shas HaZera, and Tosfos says no, Shas HaZera means at the end of the seeding time, because people discover, they thought they had enough, and they discover that they have seeded whatever they had, and still they're missing, they don't have enough. So that's a time when you're allowed to sell the tefua. Ubefreis haPesach, they're 30 days before Pesach, we begin to learn the halachas of Pesach. Price means a half. Half of those 30 days, 15 days before Pesach, people need tefua, either to make matzahs, or because Pesach hasn't come yet, so they still have a problem with chadash, and therefore they need tefua of yashan. So at these three times, there's a heter for someone to sell. And we'll soon see who that person is. Ubishloisha prakim, three times in the year, marchman and sayayin, you could sell wine. Befreisa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. Price Atzeres, 15 days before Atzeres. Price Achag, 15 days before Sukkos. Vishemen, you could sell oil. Meatzeres veil, from Shavuos and on. Lamai Hilchasa, concerning what is this halacha that in all these cases you're allowed to sell either the flour or the tfuah, the grain, or the wine, or the oil, or merava, vitam rapapa, and some say rapapa is a lishutvin, that if there were two partners, normally one partner can only sell if his other partner agrees to the sale, but at these times of the year, for the various products of wine and wheat and oil, these are the times when people need the commodity that you have, and therefore one partner is allowed to sell, even if he didn't consult with the other partner. And then, even if it turns out that had he waited, he would have made a bigger profit, but since he has a heter to sell at that time, he does not owe his partner any remuneration. Mikan ve'elchmai, what happens if it's after the 15 days before Pesach? It's after that time, or the 15 days before Sukkot, or the 15 days before Shavuos. Amar Rava, kol yom pirkehu, any day after that time is considered the right time. And again, the shutev has no obligation to consult with his fellow shutev. From now until the end of the Perek, the Gemara will discuss Divrei Agadata and many of the Divrei Agadata concern winds. We learned before about the easterly wind, and the Gemara is going to get into the powers of the various winds. The Gemara begins with a pasuk in Yonah, Perek Dalet, Vayehi Kizrech HaShemesh. It was when the sun arose. Vayiman Aleikim Ruach Kodem Charishes. Hashem prepared a easterly wind, a very strong easterly wind. The Gemara wants to know, my charishes, why are we using this specific terminology of charishes to bring out what is normally known as strength. Amar Rav Yehuda, what it means is the following. B'shar Shemana Shabbos. When this easterly wind blew, Oisa Tlamim Tlamim Bayam, it was so strong and ferocious that in the oceans, in the water, it made furrows like one would see when you plow. That's how deep the waves were. Amalei Rabba Ihachi, if the Torah, by using the word, the Navi, by using the word Charisha, is trying to make it connect to Choresh, to Charisha, so it doesn't fit in with the next pasuk, which says, Haina Dechsiv, V'tach Hashem Hashem Roshayana, that the sun beat down on the head of Yonah, Vayisalaf, and he fainted. It would seem that the Navi is trying to bring out not the strength of the wind, but the heat of the wind, and how Yonah fainted. So then again, we have to understand, what does the word Charishus mean in this context? Alam Araba, Vishah Sheminash Sheves, when the easterly wind blows, Mishat Tekes, Kol Haruchus Mipanel, all the other winds, which may be blowing cold air, the easterly wind is so hot that it quiets them down, and you don't experience the coldness, you experience the heat of the easterly wind. And then it makes sense that the Navi says, and the hot sun, which had the easterly hot wind, was beating down on the face of Yonah and made him faint. V'hayin d'chsiv, and that's what it says in the pasuk in Iyev, Asher b'gadecha chamim, your clothes are hot. V'hashkein eretz midorim, when the earth became quieted from the southerly wind, as Rashi explains, which is normally a cold wind. Amar Rav Tachlifa bar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, Eima sabagadech chamim, when is your clothing hot? B'shar shehishkid eretz midorim, when the land has become quieted from the south. When is that? Shebishar shemana sheves, when the easterly wind is blowing. Mishatekes kol aruchus mepneah, all other winds which may have cold air in them, and certainly the southern wind, which is very cold, but it will become warmed up because of the easterly wind. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Yasvi, they were sitting. Cholif, Ozel, Geneva, Layu, Geneva passed by Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Amaru, Chad, Lachavri, one said to his friend, Nekami, come here, let's get up in front of him, because although they didn't mean that they should stand up Mole Koma, as one would normally do for a Talmud Chacham, because they were on the stature of Geneva, but at least they would rise a little bit in his honor, the Bar Urinu, because Geneva is, the Mesar Shas says on the side, Ben Toira, he's a Talmud Chacham. The other one said, Mikami Palgon Eikon, we should get up in front of an argumentative person. As we learned before in this Masecht on Daf Zayin, and we had this chus to learn that Daf here on the OU website, we had where Geneva was a sharp opponent of the Av Bezdin, which was Mar Ukves, Rashi brings down here. And Mar Okva complained to, if I remember correctly, Rab Lozer, B'nei Adam O'im Demolai, Ubi Yadi L'Maishim L'Malchus. He says, there are people who are bothering me, and I can't take it anymore, and I know things about them I could reveal to the government, should I do it or not? He was told not to do it, Hashem would take care, and he doesn't have to attack Geneva. But Geneva was giving plenty of tzaris to Mar Ukva, so such a person, we should stand up in front of him. He doesn't deserve our respect. As the Miri says, there's no chiyuv to show honor to someone who is not acting properly. Adahachi, as time went on, so Geneva came by Rav Hun and Rav Chizda. Amar Lui said to them, askitu, what are you being Isaac in? What sugyan learning? Amrulei, they sat them Baruchos, we're discussing the winds. Amar Lui said to them, Hachi Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava Amar Rav. Dalid Ruchas Munai Shvois B'chol Yom. There are four winds that blow every day. Veruach Tzfonis, and the northerly wind, Menasheves Imkulan, blows with all of them. As Rashi explains, this is the most pleasant wind. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. Shel Molikin, if the northern wind wouldn't go along with all the other winds, Ein Olam Miskayim, the world would not be able to exist, Afilu Shachas, even for one moment, because of the severe climate caused by the other winds. The southern wind, which is the coldest, is the most difficult of all the winds. And if it would not be for, Rashi says, a malach who looks like a hawk. Nates is a hawk. Mamido, if he would not spread out his wings, Rashi explains, and block the southerly wind, Machareves kol adam kulay would destroy the entire world. Miponeho shenemar habi binoscha yaver nates. They said to Eov, "Is it your bina which causes the hawk, this malach, to extend its limbs and block the effects of the southerly wind, Yifresh Knaf of Lateman, spread out its wings to the south and block it?" So we see that the Malach, whose name is Ben Nates, is the one who's able to do that. And we see the power of the southerly wind. Rav Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Yasri, they were sitting, Havichol of Ozel, Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Yasri, Havichol of Ozel, Rav Nachmar Yaakov, Rav Nachman Yaakov was going by. The Yosef Bigoharka Didavi. He was sitting on a golden coach, as Rashi explains, that this is something where officers, Sorim, are brought from one place to the other. Uporsale, and he was wearing, spread out over him, was Sarbula Dekarti, was a cloak which was blue and green in color. Rav Ozlagabe, Rav went up to him to say Shalom Aleichem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ozlagabe, Rav Nachman Yitzchak did not go to him. Omar, he said, Dilma min shidibay reish kalusinenu. Maybe Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov is from the house of the Reish Galusa. Rav Tzarchlu, Rav needs him, but I, as Rashi explains, I am a chasna de Benesio. I am a son-in-law of the house of the Nasi Leitzrichna law, who I don't have to have good relations and go out of my way to greet him. But when he saw it wasn't just a stump person, a plain person from the house of the Reish Galusa, but rather it was the great Talmud Chacham Rav Nachman Yaakov. He went to him. Golil Adar, Rav Nachman Yaakov was very hot because of the easterly wind. He revealed his arm, removing his cloak because of the heat. Omer Shad Yanoshev, the shade, referring to the easterly wind, he is blowing, and that's why it's so hot, and that's why he had to make himself cooler and reveal his arm. Amar Rav, Rav said, this is what Rav said, that because of the heat of the easterly wind, Ishma Peles, boy, a woman can have a miscarriage because of the easterly wind. Ushmul Amar Shmul said, even a pearl in the ocean, Markevis, will rot, boy, because of the easterly wind. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Shikvazer Shmeisha. Even the sperm that is in the stomach of a woman, Masreches, will spoil because of it. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Ushloshed on all three of these opinions, Mikorach Adarsha, they learned it all from one pasuk in Hosea. The pasuk says, Kihu ben Achim Yafri, which is speaking about Asher. Asher will cause disruption amongst brothers. Yavoi Kadim, it is like the easterly wind that comes. Ruach Hashem, Midbar Oila, the Ruach of Hashem is coming from the Midbar. Vayivoish Mekoiroi, and his source will dry up. And then the pasuk continues, Vayechra of Mayonoi, and the spring will dry up. And Vahu Yishase, he will take the spoils of Oitzer Kokli Chemda, of all precious vessels. Who does this refer to? Vayavish Mekoiroi, Zu Mekoirish Alisha. That was the opinion that said that the easterly wind is so powerful, which Asher is compared to, that it can destroy the uber, the child, in the womb of a woman and cause a miscarriage. And then the pasuk had said, "Vayechrav Mayana Izeshik Vazerish Meisha." This is the Mayan referring to the spring, referring to the sperm that is in the stomach of a woman, that it will get spoiled. Hu Yishase Oitzer, he will take the spoils of a treasure. Kol Klichemda, all the precious vessels. Zumar Goli Shabiyam, this is the pearl in the ocean that'll get spoiled as well. Amarava Adi Soiro Hu the Daiki Kroi. All of these phrases which we learned for various limudim, as we just explained, it is the chachamim of surah who their nature is to be medayik in every word of the pasuk, who interpret each phrase of the pasuk concerning what we have learned above. My kihu bein achim yafriya. What about that part of the pasuk that says that he will disrupt, he will cause a disruption between the brothers? What does that refer to? Omer Rava, afilu, as we turn to the Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, afilu shufsa bekufina demara, rafia. Even a handle that's in the hole of a hoe will get loosened. The easterly wind will cause it, even though it was stuck in tight, but the heat of the easterly wind will cause it to loosen. And rafia is a play on words on the word yafri of the pasuk kihu ben achim yafri. The handle and the hoe, which were connected in this hole, will become loosened. Rabbi Yisrael says, a fill a six sabadafna, even a peg in the wall, rafia, even though it was stuck and tight, the easterly wind will cause it to be loose. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, afila kanya bekufsa, even a reed in a wicker basket, rafia will become loose because of the heat of the easterly wind. And this all has to do with what we said, that the wine has to be checked and it didn't become vinegar when the first easterly wind blows on Moitzoy HaChag, if, as we learned, it happened in Tekufas Tishrei. For all those who have completed this perek, Hadrin Aloch Kol Haget, Hadrin Aloch Kol Haget, Hadrin Aloch Kol Haget.